During my growing up years in Neola, Iowa, our family's financial condition was such that I had to work after school to pay for my clothes and have a little spending money. Mrs. Brown, who owned the local movie theater, didn't charge much, 10 cents for a ticket to get in and 5 cents for popcorn, so it didn't take much money to get by. Each Saturday, my buddy and I would get a gunny sack and hunt junk. Aluminum brought 15 cents a pound. We got 12 cents a pound for copper, a penny a pound for zinc jar lids, and so on. When I got into high school, I gave up the junk business and got a regular after-school job washing pots and pans in the local bakery. Things were going along well until the news came that the baker's son, Wade, was captured by the Nazis in North Africa. Mr. Nyquist, the baker, fell apart. He went home and stayed there, grieving about his son. Now, I determined we would keep the bakery open. School was out for the summer, and I had watched Mr. Nyquist make the bread and the donuts and the rolls, so the sales lady up front and I decided to give it a go. Our biggest customer was the Ladies' Aid Society that bought goodies for their monthly meeting. They always bought chocolate donuts. And so each month I would fire up the double boiler, toss in big chunks of chocolate, melt it down, and make the donuts. It was fun to watch the chocolate in the large container of the double boiler. At first it just sat there, one jagged piece sitting by another. But soon the warmth of the boiler got to them, and they began to melt, sinking lower and lower, until in the bottom of the pan was all this chocolate in a warm, sweet pool with a terrific aroma. Now, friend, that's fellowship. Not just together in some place, but actually becoming part of each other. Together in prayer for each other, love for each other, concern for each other, and need for each other. That kind of unity has an attractive fragrance about it. Acts 4:32 describes it. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. True fellowship involves actually becoming part of the other person's life. Drop your guard today and let someone into your life. You need other Christians, and they need you. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.